The Women Against Abuse Shelter is the only refuge in Philadelphia for women escaping abusive relationships. The building's location is a secret for safety reasons. Its clients, like Sheila Armstrong, are afraid for their lives after having to flee violent husbands or boyfriends.
When he was beating me up, he picked up a vacuum cleaner and started beating me with the vacuum cleaner. And waking up at Lincoln Hall Hospital. That's all I remember, honestly.
Armstrong woke with a swollen lip, a broken arm, and two black eyes. Without the Women Against Abuse Shelter, she says she would have nowhere to go.
They don't call us as their first option. They call us when they run out of options.
Unfortunately, shelter official Pamela Ellerman says the facility cannot help everyone who calls. The shelter has 100 beds, where women, and sometimes their children, may stay while they look for a permanent safe place. But it has had to turn away more women than ever, over 7,800 this year. Ellerman says requests for help have increased since the economic recession began in 2008, even as state and local governments have cut funding for their services.
We don't know what that means for the long term. We're also well aware that what we're already providing is very much inadequate to the need.
To try to meet the need, Philadelphia Police Chief Charles Ramsey helped create a citywide program, partnering the shelter, the district attorney's office, and legal and advocacy groups in a coordinated effort to combat domestic abuse. The police department rewrote the forms used to document domestic abuse to gather more details and data, and officers now follow up with victims.
It is one of the most complicated crimes that we investigate, and the women's groups will tell you that there is no easy answer to this.
Deputy Police Commissioner Patricia Georgia Fox says police receive thousands of calls a year from women, but making arrests is often difficult, usually due to the lack of evidence. However, since the new partnership began this year, domestic-related arrests have increased more than 7% during the first 6 months of 2011. But Fox says police still need help from those being abused.
We can offer as much advice and counseling and help and alternatives as possible. But until the victim decides it's time, it's very difficult to correct that kind of behavior.
Sheila Armstrong agrees. She is now on the board of Women Against Abuse and says increasing public awareness about domestic violence is the best way to prevent abuse.
I don't like the word victims because most people want to look down and think of you as a victim like you can't handle yourself.
Other U.S. cities are looking to Philadelphia's approach as a model for reducing domestic violence. Meanwhile, advocates for survivors of domestic abuse are urging Congress to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act, which expired at the end of September. Over the last 15 years, the law has provided more than $4 billion for programs and legal help for survivors of domestic abuse. For VOA News, I'm Matthew Petrillo in Philadelphia.